Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're seeing the radicalization of the Republican Party in real time. My hope is that the sensible, logical wing of the Republican Party will gain power. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case. And so we're seeing a more extreme, more dangerous Republican Party right now.
You don't say. Goodness gracious, whatever shall we do?
I think it's pretty, unless something very odd happens, I would say that it is pretty much over, but...
You should be thanking me for liberating you from your world of loneliness and isolation.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
We stop serving breakfast at 11:30.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
I've heard all of those things many times over the course of my career, but I didn't listen.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It's Memorial Day. We'll be with you for the next hour. We'll take your calls, and we thank you for listening to the show on Memorial Day. And you may have received a special Father's Day email from me yesterday, and now until midnight, just until midnight, when you purchase any of the Cheap Bastards deals or Grace's goodies at HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, you will receive a free copy of my book, What Really Happened. We have so many great deals at HowieCarrShow.com. Choose from a variety of gift cards for Dad at half price. Some of the featured Cheap Bastard deals include Fun Spot, Pro Clean, Auto Wash, Defensive Strategies, Tropical Concepts, Living Water Campground. And these are all two-for-one deals. Most of them are $50 gift certificates for $25, some different prices, but mainly $50 gift certificates for $25. You know, again, there's a lot of stuff here, whether it's campgrounds or car washes or Fun Spot. That's where Grace and I are going to be, the world's or the country's biggest arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. We'll be there on Friday. Anyway, if you want to get something or an early gift for Father's Day, not have to worry about it, go to HowieCarrShow.com and get your Cheap Bastard deal for Dad, and you'll also receive a free copy of my book, What Really Happened. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. And it's only through midnight tonight. As you know, the Globe ran an investigative piece about Charlie Parker last week and his mishandling of the Holyoke Soldiers Home disaster, where 76 veterans died. It's a horrible story, especially to think about on Memorial Day. And he hired this incompetent, the guy Bennett Walsh. He was a hack. He wanted the support of his family, city councilors, and a former district attorney in Hamden County. And so they hired this guy, and he didn't know what the hell he was doing. And the Globe ran a story about it, and Charlie Baker lied about it, about how well he knew the guy, claimed he'd never met with him until he swore him in. That was a flat-out abject lie, as Zip Connolly, the FBI agent, used to say, an abject lie. And so he got caught, and so now... one of the unions that's been, butting heads with Charlie Parker, NAG, National Association of Government Employees, has put out a Facebook ad. And I think SEIU, Service Employees International Union, is involved too. This is just on Facebook, but it's a really good ad. And you know, you got to wonder where Charlie Parker goes. I mean, he has like a 30% favorability rating among Republicans. He's got to win the Republican primary to run for governor again. Now the Democrat unions, the public sector unions, are turning on him, and we should know more about what his plans are probably later this week or next week at the latest, because he has to file his monthly reports with the Office of Campaign and Political Finance. So we'll see whether he raised more money than he did in April, which in April he only raised less than $10,000, which is nothing, nothing. 857 says, you live today? If you are, thank you. Do I have to hold up a newspaper like I'm a hostage for the social media to prove I'm alive? I am live from the studio right now. Thanks for asking. 844-500-4242. So this is the ad that the unions, the public sector unions, are putting up on Facebook against Charlie Parker. You're not going to see this on TV yet, but you know, they're putting it up on social media, so it's getting around. They spent a little bit of dough on this ad. Cut 19.
Governor Baker knew his political appointee had no medical experience, had never run a nursing home, had anger management issues, and was in way over his head. Baker knew, and he did nothing. Then COVID hit, and 76 veterans died because of Baker's poor judgment and inaction. Charlie Baker put a total incompetent in charge of the Holyoke Soldiers' Home, and it's time he took responsibility.
Yes, it is. But, you know, Harry S. Truman had the sign on his desk, "The buck stops here." Charlie Parker's sign on his desk says, "The buck doesn't stop here." The buck just keeps right on moving. And, you know, he did, this guy, Bennett Walsh, the hack who they put in, who gave $950 to Baker and $1,000 to pay to play Polito, the lieutenant governor. He did have anger management issues. The public health secretary, Sutters, put him in a class for anger management. And they also, another thing they lied about was they said, well, he was recommended by Senator Vellis from, then Representative Vellis, now the senator from Westfield. And that was another abject lie. So they just lied and they lied and they lied about what was going on. And now Charlie Parker wants us to think he did a wonderful job. We have the highest vaccination rate in the, who the hell cares? You have the third highest death rate in the country. That's what counts. It's how many people are dead. God, how many people are unemployed? You were number one for 2 months last summer. 2 months. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for being on. And it's an honor to talk to you. You know, I've talked to you over the years. You know, I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Three of my friends were killed in Afghanistan. So today's kind of one of those hard days for me. But
thanks for your service.
No worries, man. It was the best thing I ever did was to be able to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan. Charlie Baker, as a combat veteran, I wish I could run for office, but I couldn't because I have no tolerance for these people, and I would literally rather punch them in the face than talk to them. Some of these scumbags like Charlie Baker, it's an utter disgrace that our country is run by such boobs. But
and he thinks he's this, Johnny. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He thinks he's smarter than you or me.
He is. He went to Harvard, you know.
I know. It's like, you know, it's like John Kerry. He was in Vietnam, you know. I mean, it's Baker. You'll find out that Baker went to Harvard about as quickly as you'll find out that John Kerry was in Vietnam. I mean, it's just, and he thinks he's so full of himself. And he really thinks he's a profile in courage. He can't believe he didn't get the profile in courage award that Mitt Romney or Gretchen Whitmer got. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, you say what you will about Gretchen Whitmer. She doesn't have as high a death rate in Michigan as Charlie Parker does. It takes a lot of courage to keep the lockdown going when it's failing so miserably for more than a year. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. Good to speak with you. A long time, first time.
Thank you.
You're just great. I really enjoy. So I'm up here in Portland, Maine, and I went to the parade today. And I guess it couldn't have been sanctioned by the city. There were maybe 50 people, and there was a lead car, there was a cop car, a couple of guys in a pickup truck with all the flags flying, Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard.
Yeah.
And then another follow-up pickup truck, and then another cop car, and about 50 of us.
Was this on Congress Street?
Yeah, it was so sad, man. It was just made me cry, and I'm not exaggerating.
Nobody was standing there watching it or anything, or only a handful of people?
About 50 of us.
Wow. Maybe.
And then they laid the wreath at the memorial, and I mean, this city has become run by just total deadbeats. It's seriously really upsetting to me.
Yeah, I know. The place has really changed. And, you know, everybody says, oh, it's gone upscale. But, you know, I don't know. I liked it better in the old days when I was a kid. And it was a working class community rather than a Brooklyn hipster community of the North. Not the same place. I sound like an old fart, but that's the way I feel about the old hometown. Thanks for the call, Jim. 855-844-500-4242. Sitting is the new smoking. These days we are sitting, working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone with the Backstrong chair from All 33. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt anymore. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was the result of 5+ years of prototyping and researching, working with pain patients and testing, to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or lose feelings in your legs because you were sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this, the Backstrong chair. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews. 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100, plus you get free shipping when you use discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Read some of those reviews and you'll see what a great chair it is. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Backstrong chair. Sitting is the new smoking, and you are sitting now more than ever. Give your back a break like I did and order one today at backstrong.com. Use discount word Howie and save $100. That's backstrong.com. I have one down in Florida in my office, and as soon as I left, one of the anchors took it away, wheeled it out of my office. Taylor, I had to track it down when I got back to Florida. That's how good it is.
I find that people in the media seldom ask permission to borrow items.
No, they don't, especially if they're a talent, as they say. Yes. What's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Dr. Fauci still have a job by the end of the year?
I fear he will, just because, again, he's too big to fail. Too much. He knows too much.
58% say yes, he'll still be employed.
All right. 844-500-4242. Here's another story we didn't, I've been holding for a couple of days. Another illegal graduates from college proudly waving the flag of the country. He'd do anything not to be sent back to. This is a guy named Javier Diego Jacinto. Wildly waved the Mexican flag at his graduation from San Diego State, touting his status as a DACA recipient. In other words, he's a dreamer. And gave interviews for the television cameras. He's not the first.
I'm sorry, did he earn his degree in Mexico? Is that why he's waving the Mexican flag?
No, he came into the country illegally from an upper-class town, apparently.
One would think that you would be waving an American flag.
Right. As Monica Showalter, an American thinker, says, who teaches a kid like that to go wave the Mexican flag instead of the American one after graduating at taxpayer expense from a U.S. university? Who knows of immigrants who came legally who would do that? I don't. He'd rather wave the Mexican flag once he's gotten the chance to get on camera as if to wave in Americans' faces that he's gotten away with something. Yeah, years ago, there was a woman named Indira Esparza. I remember her. She waved her Mexican flag as a flag of triumph as a DACA recipient, again, a dreamer, at her state school graduation with a gut major in tow. Even a Mexican-American columnist condemned her lack of manners. This kid, though, this new kid, doesn't seem to think illegals need to win anyone or anything over anymore. He's entitled. See, we owe him. He was an undocumented student, an illegal alien, at La Jolla's prestigious Preuss School, and all the cash and goodies managed. Oh, this was Esparza, the other one. She managed to get from being here illegally, including her her placement at UC San Diego. So this is going on all the time. So he was on TV. He was on TV on the NBC affiliate in San Diego, waving the Mexican flag. Isn't that swell? So it's such a, what a great success story. An illegal alien coming over here and getting a free ride. 1-844-500-4242. 781, I shudder to think what comes after Charlie P. It's a true Hobson's choice. Massachusetts is gone with the foul smell of leftism. Yeah, but, you know, it's gone one way or the other. I mean, he's a leftist, isn't he? I mean, again, I keep coming back to people say, well, do you want Mara Healey? And my question to that question is, what's the difference? Could Mara Healey be any worse? Is Mara Healey trying to jack up the price of a gallon of gasoline, the tax on a gallon of gasoline, from 24 to 62 cents? I don't believe so. She's not talking about it anyway. Charlie Parker, it's his dream. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, this is John, and I'm from Massachusetts. And I listened to the last call of Portland, Maine, and I'm on my way back to Portland, Maine. I'm in the car as we speak. I was up there. I thought the same thing he did. I saw the parade go by, and I said, what a joke that is. I mean, there's no one there. I felt bad for the poor guys that were, the veterans that were in the parade. And then I go drive by all the empty storefronts, all the restaurants that are closed up there, what they destroyed. Half the place is closed down up there since it was there last year.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, I paid my $3.20 a gallon for my gasoline, and then yesterday I was listening to the lobstermen up there complaining about the diesel prices for their diesel, for their lobster boats.
Right.
Now, Biden's ears must have been burning there, because, I mean, the F words I heard from them, I learned some new ones.
Right.
Hearing about the prices.
I just, you know what I just read, John, too? This is about the fishermen on the other end of the continent. In Alaska, the Coast Guard is saying that the fishermen have to continue wearing their masks in the when they're out in those cold Pacific waters like the Bering Straits. I mean, can you imagine that? And apparently Lisa Murkowski, the rhino senator, has been begging them to change the regulations. Can you imagine being out wearing a mask and getting splashed with that cold salt water, and you can't, what are you supposed
to
do?
That's like the YMCA saying you need to wear a mask while you're in the pool.
Oh, God.
I thought that was banned by the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, what is the point? I mean, doesn't the Coast Guard follow the CDC? Whatever, again, the recurring question here these days, whatever happened to following the science? Thanks for the call, John. And of course, the price of lobster is going to go up with everything else. You know, we talked about that last week. You know, you go into a restaurant and it's, you know, lobster or any kind of fish, MP, market price, you know. And the more the price of fuel goes up, the more it's going to cost you to have a fish dinner. And the price of corn has gone up, what, 30%, 50%? Since Biden took office. So that's going to drive up the price. That drives up the price of grain that's fed to livestock. So the price of red meat is going to go up. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Howie, I had a call up and I felt badly for that guy that just called from Portland.
Yes.
Because we live in Cumberland, Maine, and we looked around this morning and couldn't find anything in Portland. We went to Gorham, Maine, and it was a privilege. They had Main Street lined up, flags, kids and families out. That's what I want to teach my family. That's what I want to teach my kids. The progressives are killing Portland, Maine.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I mean, they're just so woke. They're so, there's always a price to pay for being too woke. You know, the saying, it's a new saying, get woke, go broke. That's what they're doing. They just, there's a place in Manhattan it's in Midtown, around Carnegie Hall, it's called Billionaires Row, and the billionaires have been suing to keep a homeless shelter out in a shuttered hotel, and they just lost the case in court. So now the billionaires who you know want to, you know, they have no problem with you know, busting up suburbs. Now they're going to have a homeless shelter right on their doorstep. It's you know, it's hard to, it would take a heart of stone not to laugh. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This was a story from the University of Louisville last week. Didn't get much play. I wonder why. Mask didn't slow COVID spread. The study, again, University of Louisville, notes that 80% of U.S. states mandated masks during the panic. Well, and that while masks endorsed greater mask compliance, mandates induced greater mask compliance, they did not predict lower growth rates when community spread was low or high. The study was conducted using data from the CDC covering multiple seasons. Mask mandates in use are not associated with lower spread among U.S. states. Our findings do not support the hypothesis that transmission rates decrease with greater public mask use. Also, masks encourage dehydration. British clinicians have also reported masks increase headaches and sweating and decrease cognitive precision by obscuring nonverbal communication. The specials, you know, we all know that. By obscuring nonverbal communication, masks interfere with social learning in children. With everybody, I would say. Likewise, masks can distort verbal speech and remove visual cues to the detriment of individuals with hearing loss. In short, mandates were poor predictors of COVID-19 spread. How come you didn't read that anywhere? How come that story that didn't get any more play than it did? Morgan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Morgan.
Oh, thanks, Howie. Thanks for working today. Happy Memorial Day. Tip of the hat to all of our veterans and service members. Just real quick, I've been thinking for a long time that we have to call the new Democratic Party for what it is. It's not far left. It's not progressive. I mean, it is at very best socialist and literally communism that is overwhelming every aspect of our lives.
I would say it's leaning towards socialism, and it's more authoritarian. You know, the fact that they want to put all these mandates on everybody. And again, you know, another thing that's not getting a lot of play, they want retroactive tax increases on those capital gains taxes. Clinton did that for the first time, putting in a retro. How can you put in a retroactive tax increase? How can you plan for anything if they're just going to come and confiscate your money or your possessions? What kind of if you have no right to protect your private property, what rights do you have, Morgan?
Well, that's true, but who gets rich on the top? I mean, look at all the countries that went socialist. Like, who still has toilet paper and who doesn't?
Right.
You know?
Right. I know. They're saying that, that one of the problems, it's not just these, these indigents from Central America that are crossing over the border and trying to get into the United States. It's people from Venezuela. And Venezuela used to be the richest country in South America, Now it's the poorest. It's a basket case, a total basket case because of socialism. Thanks for the call, Morgan. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to see if I could mention the names of two of my friends, two Somerville Marines that were KIA in Vietnam.
Yes.
I want to say their names, Ronald J. Pointer and Michael Brady, and not the street trash that they make heroes of these days, and for all the other veterans and all those that have lost their lives for us. Thanks, Howie. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Dennis, and thanks for calling, and we will say their names, Pointer and Brady from Somerville. 844-500-4242. This was a story that was out, I believe, yesterday. You really can't believe how ridiculous it is. It's NBC News. five Americans on what $50,000 of federal student loan forgiveness would mean to them. Now you, and I was reading this, I was thinking, what would, let's forget student loan forgiveness. Five Americans on what $50,000 would mean to them. How about we just do that? Just go out on the street and say, how would you like to have $50,000? What would you do with $50,000? You know, like being the old show, being queen for a day, or, you know, or if you won the lottery, what would you do with it? You know, but they're pretending like this is some kind of really wonderful thing to be giving people who were crazy enough to spend all this money going to college that they didn't have a break, as opposed to the rest of us. You know, would you like 50 grand? Let me ask you this. I'll be the reporter. The reporter is Ben Kesslen, but I'll be Ben Kesslen from NBC News, which again is owned by Comcast, also known as Chi Comcast. What would 50 grand mean to you? Here, let me read you the beginning of this story. Around 43 million Americans owe $1.5 trillion in federal student loan debt. An enormous number. You think? $1.5 trillion, enormous, with broad economic implications. Student debt has been known to hamper small business growth, prevent young families from buying homes, delay marriages, and inhibit people from saving for retirement. Couldn't you say the same thing about debt in general? Not just student debt. Adults report feeling depressed over their student loan debt at high rates. Let me fix that. Adults report being depressed over their debt at high rates. Student debt is affecting the lives of many people around the country. How about debt is affecting the lives of many people around the country? Okay, so let's go over a couple of the people that they're talking about. Stephen Mewha, M-E-W-H-A, he grew up in a working-class Irish-Scottish family and is now a lawyer in Hawaii. He owes $40,000 in debt. Sure, I could have stayed home and not gone to college, work a $40,000 a year job, but I wanted more. Well, you had to pay more then. So what was the problem? You paid more, so now you're a lawyer in Hawaii. He has to pay more than $1,200 monthly on his loans. Oh, I'm past the Kleenex. I'm weeping the buckets. So what this lawyer says is, forgiving $50,000 in student loan debt would absolutely boost the economy in ways that are very difficult to calculate. Giving me $50,000 would boost the economy in ways that are very difficult to calculate. I dare say you say the same thing. Giving you $50,000 would boost the economy, right? I could live, really live. It would be a stimulus. Wow. Jess Garrich and Ariel Atherley. They met at Boston University and have been together ever since. They live in Washington, D.C., where they now reside and work. I assume they're government hacks. Combined, they went to BU, so combined they have $278,000 in student debt. And together their payments total around $900 a month. They are first-generation college students from immigrant families. Well, I'm a first-generation college student from a non-immigrant family, from a third-generation immigrant family, if you want to look at it that way. They weren't necessarily thinking about what it was costing them when they signed up to go to BU. You know what? I had a chance to go to Brown University. I was thinking about what it was going to cost me, so I went to a public university instead. So there's $10,000 doesn't feel like much, to be honest, says the guy in the relationship, especially because some of the money is interest on loans. It would barely scratch the surface. So in other words, $10,000 isn't enough for him. So they say that the $10,000, they haven't had to pay off anything since the pandemic started. The loans are in quote unquote forbearance. So they've been able to buy a car. Oh, great. Okay, now we have a Gladys Villegas Ocampo. She was born in Ecuador, believe it or not, and came to the U.S. as a young child. She owes more than $50,000 in student loan debt and a monthly payment of $336. I need to get a job, she said, so I can make the loan payments. You know, that's the weird thing about taking out a loan. You have to pay the money back. And usually the way you pay the money back, you get the money to pay it back, is you get a job. I don't know how they do things in Ecuador, Gladys, but that's how we do it around here. Alicia Corby, 38, took out more than $225,000 in federal student loans to attend law school. Her current balance is somewhere around $350,000. $350,000. To her, $10,000 would be like nothing. That's a quote. But $50,000 in forgiveness would put her in a better position, even if it would still largely be going to interest. Here's the thing. I would like to get $50,000 from the federal government because, you know, it would help me out. It would help me pay off my bills. $10,000, it wouldn't be as good, but I'll take it. But $50,000 would be even better. 781 says, how about the government give me something, working without a break for 45 years? That's how I feel. 844-500-4242. 339. I want a rebate for the hundreds of thousands of dollars my son's paid off in less than 8 years. Yeah, how do I get a rebate? I put three of my daughters through private schools. I didn't take out any loans because I wanted them to be free and clear when they got out. 617. You know, and I know, and everyone in their right mind knows that if you forgive these irresponsible idiots the money they owe in a few years, they'll be in debt again. And they'll just be looking for another handout. They'll be saying, well, you know, I could really live if you forgave my car loans, if you forgave my mortgage debt, if you forgave my credit card bills. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, these people are going to college to get an education, supposedly. I mean, the first thing you have to learn in life is that if you borrow money, you have to pay it back. And they are being shortchanged in terms of not learning this lesson, this very important lesson that my parents, who went through the Depression, taught me and my sister.
You know, Steve, you got a good point there. You know, and again, one of the things they don't want to teach these kids anymore, the kids don't want to learn, is Shakespeare. But, you know, I think it's Hamlet, isn't it? Neither a borrower nor a lender be. There's some valuable lessons in Shakespeare, aren't there?
Very, and that's why they're probably going to ban Shakespeare all over the country soon.
You're right. There was an amazing story over the weekend at Princeton University, one of the best schools in the country, allegedly. They, an Ivy League school, they have a classics program like most universities do. And classics means classical literature, meaning Greek literature, ancient Greek literature, and Latin, i.e. Roman literature. And they are going to not require classics majors at Princeton University to study Greek or Latin anymore. You know why? Because it's hard. Greek especially. Latin, moderately difficult. Greek, very difficult. So they're going to just... So rather than expect everybody to perform up to the traditional standards of Princeton University, they're just going to do away with any standards whatsoever. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, the thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is, it's well under $100. The thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Why don't they just take out an interest-free loan like our senior senator says, by the way? Yeah, I know. That's an easy way to do it. I like the second lawyer, Alicia Corby, says she consolidated her loans and they now hover at between 6 and 8% interest. And she says that's predatory. She should have been around in the late 1970s, early 1980s. I bought my first house in Somerville. I had an 18% interest rate. Now that's predatory. Of course, there were Democrats running the country then as there are now. Maybe it'll be 18% again. 844-500-4242. I paid off my my college debts years ago. Can I run up a $50,000 credit card bill and get it paid off? Says 781. That's a good question. I love the guy. I love the other lawyer, the one from Hawaii. It would be a great boon to the economy to give me $10,000. Well, you know what? Then it would be a five times greater boon to the economy to give me $50,000. How about giving me $1,000,000? That would be 100 times better. Why not give everybody $1 billion? It's just, it's got to be one. I mean, I read a lot of dumb stories every day, but this story has got to be one of the dumbest ones. I think I posted this one on Howie's Homework. If you want to see this story, you can go to howiecarshow.com and click on Howie's Homework today. We get a link to this story for a good laugh. Post it on your Facebook page and show people how stupid or how greedy entitled these people are. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, I love the show. Hey,
thanks.
First and foremost, I wanted to send my condolences to all those who have fallen to give us the, for the families of all those who have fallen who give us this great day today.
Yes.
But I have an easy solution, Howie, to fix this college loan thing. All we need to do is put the schools on the hook for all of these student loans.
Yeah.
It's right now they're guaranteed by the federal government. Let's make the schools the creditor to these students. And guess how quickly the cost of college loans would come down, because they would sure as heck not want this want to see their balance sheets go down because of the of all the student debt.
And once you took it off the table that the loans would ever be forgiven, I think you would see a gradual, at least, decrease in the number of ridiculous majors that people are doing now. You know, as 207 says, is there any real value in most degrees in college? They've dumbed it down to keep morons in school spending more money. It's a racket like the mob would be proud to do. I agree. I mean, most college degrees, I think, at least in liberal arts, are totally worthless. What job does it qualify you for? You still need to get your foot in the door somewhere and learn something. If not a trade, a craft, whatever you want to call it, a profession, anything. Thanks for the call, Bill. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Well, he stole half of what I was going to say, but the word predatory coming from a lawyer's mouth is one of the greatest oxymorons I've ever heard in my life.
You're right, John.
Yeah. Now, Howie, I looked it up right away. Do you know what the average beginning salary of a criminal attorney? We're not talking corporate, real estate, any of that.
What is
beginning
it?
Beginning salary anywhere between $40,000 and $100,000 a year in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he's complaining. Now, to get to the trades, I knew a 26-year-old kid who went to the tech over in Shawshin. He's a plumber.
Yeah.
Guess what he's pulling in the year?
More than the lawyer in Hawaii.
Making 80.
Yeah. And he's just starting out. And he doesn't have to worry about any of the PCBS. Nobody's going to ask him if he's woke. They just want to know if he can fix the leak or make the toilet flush again. You know? I think there's nothing wrong with being in the trades. All right. We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Thanks for being with us. I'm Howie Carr.